Recollections of D-Day. To commemorate the 80th anniversary of the Normandy landings, we share the extraordinary first-hand experiences of our members Bob and Harry. Harry, 104, D-Day pilot officer. On the 6th of June 1944, Harry, a pilot officer, was at Hawking Airfield getting prepared for early morning flights. He was to fly senior army officers to airfields near strategic points involved in the operation. In the plane waiting, they heard a station tannoy announcement. He says, "We were starting to taxi out when the tannoy on the airdrome went. One of the officers tapped me on the shoulder and said, 'Cut your engines, please. I'd like to hear this announcement.' It was saying that the invasion had taken place and the landing had been achieved, and everything was going satisfactorily. He was then cleared to take off and flew throughout the south of England, dropping the senior officers off at each location they went to. Part of the day he was based at Downampney Airfield, where he saw thousands of army men being launched towards France in sky tugs and gliders. 2 days after D-Day, Harry flew to Normandy, taking more army officers over and bringing walking wounded back to England. He used the landing strips that the Royal Engineers had built across the region. Over the next few months, his base continued to follow the front down through France and then through Belgium, Holland, and finally into Germany. There, Harry entered the Bergen-Belsen concentration camp the day after liberation and saw firsthand hideously thin freed prisoners wandering around and mass graves being uncovered. It was incredibly traumatic for him to experience. It wasn't very nice at all. Mass graves. The sergeants put up notices. 150,000 buried here and 80,000 in this grave. A happier story is that Harry and his crew met film stars during a trip to southern France. As they were swimming in the sea, a boat approached, and the American men on board asked if they were enjoying themselves. Harry said he was. It turned out to be Bob Hope, Francis Langford, and Gail Patrick, who were in the middle of their tour of the American forces in Europe. Harry reckons he flew 23 different aircraft, including a German one, for a total of 2,231 hours, of which 517 were operational. But he's still afraid of heights. He said, "I can't stand heights. I'm terrified on the top of the ladder. But the first flight I took never worried me. As long as the plane's moving, I'm moving." He celebrates his 104th birthday 2 days before the D-Day anniversary on the 4th of June. We wish him the happiest of days. Bob, 99, D-Day gunner. At 18, Bob was called up to serve his country. He opted for the Navy, trained as a gunner, and served on DEMs, defensively equipped merchant ships, as having gunners on board gave some protection to the crew. The merchant navy had suffered terrible losses in the Battle of the Atlantic. Bob served in the Atlantic until May 1944, when he was assigned to a new ship for D-Day, sailing under the Dutch flag and sent to the south coast of England. He says, "Then 68 American soldiers came on board, and in the early hours of D-Day we set off. There was a very, very big flotilla of ships. It was a very choppy, windy day, and the sea was rough, and consequently some of the poor soldiers were seasick. One I remember, while he was being ill, his helmet fell off and it went into the sea. He was a bit concerned because there was no spare for him, and so we gave him one of ours. Having shot down an enemy aircraft flying overhead, Bob said good luck to his new friends as they disembarked. What worried me was that the chap with the English helmet on stood out a bit from the others, but it was too late to do anything about that. They just disappeared into the dawn light. Nothing else we could do for them. Just pray for them and hope they were all right." Bob's crew returned to Cowes to transport a group of British soldiers who were obviously concerned about what lay ahead. This time they went to Sword Beach the English beach near Arromanches. He remembers going ashore and having a look around and watching a big British battleship fire volleys of shells into France, which was a magnificent sight. He says, "I always remembered my days in the Navy. I learned a lot about life." Bob revisited the beaches 10 years ago and is due to go again for the 80th anniversary with his daughter. His devoted family are also planning a 100th birthday party for him in August. An avid Arsenal football fan, Bob is also a poet, and his family all love their birthday poems he's written. He says his writing has also helped him come to terms with all that he experienced during the war. One of Bob's poems appears in our commemorative magazine, D-Day, In Their Own Words, which you can find on our website at blindveterans.org.uk/D-Day.